Proclamation number 5090 of 21st of March, 1951. Contact of people with the world of light. Process of mediation. The world of light wants to make contact with you. But contact is only established when you yourselves want the same, and then a regular exchange of thoughts can take place which results in the greatest spiritual success for the people on Earth who need the light. There are no other boundaries between Earth and the spiritual world than those you humans draw yourselves. It is up to you to abolish every demarcation, for your soul may rise unhindered into the spiritual kingdom as often and as long as it only wants to. Every soul can take countless treasures with it from the spiritual kingdom to Earth. It is not prevented from doing so, but people themselves often prevent their soul from making use of these treasures because they don't intellectually recognize their high value. That is why it is far more difficult for the beings of light to make people understand the immense value of spiritual gifts than to convey them. For only when people know about it do they strive for the connection with the kingdom of light and request such gifts. And such a prayer, which also demonstrates faith in it, is the prerequisite for the light beings' activity to convey spiritual gifts to Earth. It must be requested and expected with full faith. Only then is contact established between earthly people and the world of light, and then regular spiritual communication can take place where knowing forces instruct the ignorant, where spiritual truths are conveyed from God to Earth for the blessing of people who receive and pass them on. Then the human being himself will have exceeded the limits which he is authorized to do by God if he appeals to him for support. The beings of light cannot communicate with him against the human being's will. Consequently, it is the human being himself who has to remove seemingly natural limits by wanting the beings of light to express themselves and by believing that they can express themselves. The beings of light are always ready and wait with utmost patience for you humans to become inquisitive and send your thoughts into infinity inquiringly. Only then are they allowed to answer, and the answer will truly be such that it satisfies the questioner in order to stimulate him to frequent mental contact, which empowers the beings of light for constant mental instruction and everlasting stimulation in the spiritual field. Then the soul will often detach itself from Earth and seek to penetrate spiritual spheres which are not closed to it either. And whatever truth is beneficial to people will now be imparted to them, and they will thereby attain comprehensive knowledge which will remain as spiritual wealth of every soul even once it has left its outer shell, the human body. What is offered to it from the spiritual kingdom is everlasting good, and it exceeds all earthly gained knowledge, although worldly people do not acknowledge it since no evidence can be produced for it. Yet the origin of spiritual knowledge is a purest source. It is the eternal truth itself which conveys this knowledge to people through the messengers of light. God himself is active in his love and wisdom to guide people into truth and to secure wealth for them which will one day let them become blissful creatures in eternity. For he not only thinks of his own in earthly terms but he wants to prepare them for the spiritual kingdom. He wants to educate them to become inhabitants of the kingdom of light whom he himself can permeate with his light of love and who should therefore already establish this connection on earth so that he himself can work through his messengers of light. The human being himself must want it, then the forces which can make themselves understood to him will also come closer to him, and he will gain infinitely much spiritual knowledge and strive ever more to become a true citizen of heaven, because the light flowing towards him fills him more and more and makes him long for the eternal original light from whom he once took his origin. Amen.